This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bill Barnwell is going to be on the show with us today at 11. I love having Bill on. He wrote recently about five NFL teams that he thinks can make a big season out of one that is not expected, similar to what Washington did last year. Bill Barnwell at 11, the only guest on the show. Practice at 2 today out in Ashburn. It'll be their last full practice before the final preseason game Saturday at 12. They'll have more of a walkthrough tomorrow, but Dan Quinn is scheduled to speak at 1:30 before the practice. And I would imagine, based on what Ben Standing and a few other people that I've talked to have said, the question will be asked today about Terry McLaurin's absence on Monday night. This from Darren to kick off the show. Darren, I think I know you, by the way. This is, I think, the first, Darren, if it's the Darren that I think I've known you for a while. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, he writes, Kevin, I've been listening to you for years. I've become fluent in reading between your information lines. When you know something, you don't always say it, but you say it, if you know what I mean. But I can't figure out why you need to dance around the Terry issue. At this point, hasn't it become obvious? His agent is the issue and has been all along. Thank you, Darren, for that. And say hello to your brother, if this is the Darren that I think it is. So I know what you're saying. And yes, because reporting's not really my thing, when I do have things, it's often because it was presented in, you know, and off the record or for background purposes or for me to be able to use to speak somewhat intelligently with more clarity on, a certain situation. But I disagree. I think I've been pretty direct on this Terry thing all along in terms of what I've known. I mentioned the agent even before the Eastern Motors, you know, War and Peace length press conference. And I have been more supportive of the way the team has handled this since the jump. But I have to say that my support of the team wasn't based on anything I knew from the jump. It was just, I don't know. And maybe I'll turn out to be wrong, because I was dead wrong on Terry getting a deal before training camp, that's for sure. But it was more, you know, connecting the dots, making sense of what, you know, I think makes sense, if that makes sense. But now, look, bottom line now, you know, certainly have talked to various people over the last week, week and a half. And I think I've been adamant on this. I think the team is nearing very much kind of a breaking point. I think they have had it with Team Terry. And if Team Terry doesn't get a clue and get a sense of reality soon, they're going to leave $50 million on the table. And I am at that point, when that gets left and is pulled and is no longer an option, I will certainly in that moment, you know, always, you know, open to a different version of it when we look back on it historically, if there's more information. But I will definitely think that in that moment, Terry made a massive mistake by listening to his agent and by not taking control of the situation as the player. He's the customer in that relationship. You know, he does not have to do what his agent tells him to do if he totally disagrees with it. Yeah, I think if you want me to be, you know, super succinct and to the point and direct, I think the team is nearing its breaking point. As I said yesterday, I thought it was pretty clear. Terry's very close to being treated as a holdout, no longer a hold-in. And we'll see what happens and what develops during the course of the week. But he is nearing that line of no return to a $50 million or whatever that number actually is, somewhere in that range, guaranteed, you know, opportunity to put into his bank account. And I think if that does happen and he ends up playing this final year on his existing deal, he'll look back on it and view it as a massive mistake. Massive mistake. It just doesn't make any sense for a player like Terry. Okay, this isn't Jerry Rice. Somebody sent me something. I got to find it. Somebody sent me something that says, oh, well, Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison got big deals after they were 30. Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison. You know, just like with Tariq Hill and Devontae Adams. We're not talking, that's apples and oranges. Terry's not those players. Even the most ardent and fanatical Terry McLaurin fans would never put him into that category. But his agent might put him into that category. But yeah, this is, you know, this is an opportunity that hopefully for him, he doesn't look back 2-3 years down the road and see it as a massive mistake. Because again, there's nobody in their right mind, nobody in their right mind that knows what's going on from an agent side, a player side, a team side, a fan side, a media side, that would say the chances of him getting what he wants next year are much greater, or even greater, or even equal to the chances he has of getting less, but still a lot now. Not going to happen, you know, entering his age 31 season. Can't see it happening anyway. This from Thomas. Thomas writes, Kevin, what makes you so sure that Jaden Daniels is going to have a better sophomore year? I love when we put NFL terms in terms of freshmen and sophomores. We rarely get to junior and senior years. That's just year three and year four. What makes you so convinced that Jaden Daniels is going to have a better sophomore year than his rookie season? C.J. Stroud would be an example of step back. This has been a tiring subject during the off season. But off of the one play on Monday night, it just reminded, I think everybody, certainly reminded me, oh my God, we have a quarterback. We have an elite level quarterback. And I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but nobody says about Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. And to me, that's the class that he's in. I do believe that. And that's why I don't see a sophomore slump season coming. But I don't see anybody ever saying about those guys, yeah, lots of comebacks, great year, but they can't duplicate it. That was Mahomes after his rookie year. That was Josh Allen after the first year starting. Lamar the same. Statistically, maybe it won't look like what it looked like last year. It's possible it'll look as good, but different. Maybe a lot more passing yards. Maybe less rushing yards. Maybe more touchdowns throwing than he had touchdowns running, or and less touchdowns running. I don't know what it'll look like. I just don't see a player with not only the flaws that might indicate a step back season, but any sort of questions about the intangible stuff that would lead to a step back season. Like, yeah, you know, he got a little bit full of himself. Seems to be, you know, really enjoying that rookie of the year season that fell a game short of the Super Bowl. Still some questions about his maturity. Still some questions about his work ethic. There's none of that. None of that. It's the opposite of that. People are constantly offering up what a pro he is, how mature he is, how he's taking a next step in terms of leadership, you know, more vocal leadership, booting the player out of the huddle a few weeks ago in camp. I just don't see it. I don't see the case you could make for a step back season. Now, if you want to say no Terry, I would say, but why would you say no Terry? He's under contract, repetitive, pain in the ass, constantly repeating this. But he's going to play. He has to play. You know, somebody mentioned to me the other day, you know, you keep saying he has to play, and you keep saying that they're clueless and they're delusional as to what their worth is. They may be clueless and delusional as to what a holdout would cost them. That's fair. That's true. I doubt that that's the case, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It'd be really hard for the agent to say holding out would be the best thing for you at 30 years old when, you know, the tide is turned in terms of the way people view this thing. Maybe they don't see it that way. You know, sometimes when you're inside it, you don't see what people see from the outside. But how could you make the case other than to say, man, you're so good, the team's going to fall apart without you out there, and they're going to come back begging for you to play week three against the Raiders with the DK Metcalf deal, with, you know, or better than the Metcalf deal in guaranteed money. You know, $75 million guaranteed, $33 million a year, four-year deal, most of it guaranteed. Yeah, they're going to come begging. That's the, you know, that is the one plausible scenario that you get a holdout. If they are so delusional that they are looking at that as less than a long shot, less than an inside straight, and they play and they try to play that hand. You know, first of all, even if the team wasn't as successful offensively without him, like, it was so noticeable, and it cost them, you know, against the Giants and the Packers in their 0-2. I still don't think that this team's going to budge and cave to what Terry wants. I don't see that happening. I think they think it's wrong that it was, you know, that they are just so far off, as others have reported, clearly. But back to Jaden, I just don't see a fall off. I don't. I mean, injury is the one concern you have, you know, and it's not a serious injury, but it could be a nagging injury that ends up, you know, impacting the play. You know, if they end up with another season of bad defensive football, the context of these games could change. That's possible. You know, I if the defense is, you know, bad, or what it was last year, or even worse, and I don't see that happening. I don't. I think there's a chance it's going to be improved. I'm not going to believe it until I see it in a real game, because there are so many new pieces. But I do have some level of, you know, I think hope. Hope's a good thing, Red. I do think that year two alone, along with the players they had last year who were good players, Sanristil, Luvu, Wagner, and then what they added, you know, if those players can play, I think there's a chance they'll be better. But if they are what they were last year, or even a step back, you know, that could change the context of games. You know, there wasn't really a moment other than the opener last year where they didn't have a chance to win a game that they were in. Every single game they were in last year, with the exception of the NFC Championship game, but even that game, hate to keep coming back to this because many people, especially Philly fans, laugh and they just hold up 55-23. But the truth is, it was 34-23 and Washington was driving with the football and they had been moving the football and they had a chance, if not for another turnover, to make it 34-29 or 34-31 late third quarter, early fourth quarter. That would have been a ball game. I don't think they would have ever won because they couldn't stop Philadelphia. Philadelphia could have named their number in that championship game. 55 was where it landed, but if it needed to be 65, it would have been that. That's how bad Washington was defensively in the game. But last year, other than the opener and then the title game, they were in every game. Every single game. The Baltimore game on the road. The Pittsburgh game at home. The Philly game on the road on that Thursday night. They had the lead going into the fourth quarter. I didn't feel like they were the better team. I felt like they were fortunate to have that lead. And I think the better team won that game that night. The Dallas game, you know, missed extra point from overtime. They were in every game. We know this. Every game seemed to come down to the last drive or the, you know, the last quarter. And the context, if your defense is bad again this year, could be different. You know, if there's pressure to score on almost every drive, or let's just say, you know, an average of 10 drives per game, 10 and a half drives per game, I think is the average. You got to score on 50 to 60% of them to have a chance. That kind of context is, you know, that can wear a team out, that can put a team into one-dimensional football. You know, if they're behind, and you could see some moments from Jaden that maybe you didn't see last year. Pressing, down two scores, fourth quarter, taking chances that you didn't, that you wouldn't necessarily take if the context of the game was different. But overall, man, I don't see at all a chance of him, like, being a completely different player, or even even a step back where we're like, yeah, that wasn't the guy we saw last year. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. All right. I want to get to this. We've now had the two preseason games, and Saturday's game is honestly not a game that's going to matter much. I doubt many people who are going to play or be on the roster in week one but more importantly, be contributors in week one, they're likely going to be held out of this Baltimore game. You know, it may have been different had the Baltimore game been on a Saturday at 12 after a Saturday night game against Cincinnati. But, you know, short week and doubly short week because it's not a Sunday game. It's a Saturday game after a Monday night game. Nobody's playing on Saturday, more likely than not. So we have, you know, what we have in terms of what we've been able to watch, along with, you know, a lot of joint practice discussion and intra-squad scrimmage discussion. And we're now nearing that point where, look, we are no longer, you know, in the summer weeks of no football. There's college football, real college football this Saturday. Next week, you'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night college football. And that'll lead us into week one. You know, we'll have cuts coming up, you know, late next week. Is that the cut down date? Pull that up. I think it's late next week. The cut down to 53. Pulling up
right now.
I think it's like Thursday at 4. Is that right?
August 26th, 4 p.m., yeah. Most clubs must reduce roster to a maximum
August 26th would be a week from yesterday. That would be Tuesday at 4.
Correct.
Okay. So the cut down to 53 is Tuesday at 4. You know, that'll be an interesting day, I guess. I think they go into these things, most teams, with basically, you know, 49 to 51 of the players they know. And, you know, especially with teams that are really good, it's the battle for 2 to 3, you know, sometimes 4 to 5 roster spots. Anyway, here's what I want to know. We've gone through now more than, you know, half of camp, preseason, et cetera, and we're going to get into very quickly the countdown days to the opener. What concerns you the most? Thomas believes that it's a step back year for the quarterback. What's your number one concern as it relates to this team entering the regular season? And obviously, Terry McLaurin is a concern, even if you're team front office like I am in terms of who's handling it more. I want both sides to win here. I want both sides to feel good about it. I want a deal. That's what I want the conclusion to be. But in terms of, you know, a somewhat intellectual conversation, most of our conversations are not. But, you know, who do you think's handling it the best? I think the team's been handling it the best. That's the way I feel, and I feel that I'm pretty close to right on that. But there could be some history down the road that says, yeah, some of this that was happening in the moment wasn't what it appeared to be. But anyway, what's your number one concern entering the regular season? Be specific, too. You know, just the defense is a concern for me, no doubt. I'm going into this thinking offensively with Cliff, with Jaden, with an improved offensive line, with Debo, with Terry, because I'm assuming he will be there, with Ertz, you know, as Doc referred to Ertz on my podcast the other day, called him Jaden's Binky. I just think offensively, I'm confident that this is going to be a really good football team again. You know, a top five-ish kind of offense in the NFL. I am concerned about the defense, but I'll get specific in terms of what my biggest concern is defensively when we come back. But at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, what is the thing that's bothering you the most about our team as we will be in very shortly the countdown mode to the regular season? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, and from there, you can watch this show on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.